Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Now, back pain is incredibly common. In fact, it's the leading cause of disability worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. And actually, the cost of it is unbelievable, the financial cost. People in the US spend $100 billion annually trying to fix their back pain. But the rates are not being reduced. In fact, back pain has escalated. Cases of back pain have escalated by 50% in the past three decades. Anthony Bush is a physiotherapist and fitness counsellor who has 30 years' experience in spinal pain and musculoskeletal injuries, including working with Olympic gold medalists and the All Blacks team. He's got a new book called The Back Fix, which is out on Easter Monday, and he joins us now. Anthony, hello.
Yeah, hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me on the show.
Congratulations on the book.
Yeah, thanks very much. It's timely. You know, back pain has exploded and number one disability in the world. That's days off work. You know, some people say that back pain started when we went off all fours to standing, you know, and started walking around.
Yeah.
But actually, there's two things that have caused this explosion. And one of them is the increase in the size of our brains, because we've invented all these wonderful things, you know, like Velcro and toasters. And one of them is an MRI machine. And what we've found is that if you MRI somebody with back pain, you will see them in all their splendid imperfections. And that includes disc tears and bulges and little bits of wear and tear. And they are normal, like wrinkles. And they did a great study where they took two groups of people, and one group, they just gave them their MRI results and let them walk away with them. The other group, they said, hey, look, these are normal, you know, like when you have your bloods, there's a range of your bloods. So they go, you know, this is pretty normal in your age group. This is what we see. So it's nothing to see here. Just keep on moving. The other group that just read their MRI, their mental health, their physical health, their self-efficacy plummeted. So we've got the situation where we think that our back pain is something sinister, and it's not. In 99 to 95% of us, back pain's just a normal part of the human highway of life.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, you've got a really interesting Venn diagram of what back pain being the intersection of social, psychological, and biological factors. And you seem to be suggesting there, and in some of the other things you say, that if you worry excessively about it, if you worry unnecessarily about it, it will make your back pain worse, and you're keen to bust some myths around the stuff that you don't need to worry about. For example, you say persistent back pain can be scary, but it's rarely dangerous.
Yeah, that's right. And so we're very hung up, you know, we're in a very fast, advanced technological world, fast speed internet, fast food. You know, we think we can click a mouse and we can buy our way out of back pain. And it actually, it starts a bit further back than that. I think division of labour has been a problem for us, because if you look at an animal that sits staring at the wall all day, or you look at an animal that does a highly repetitive activity all day, we would think that animal in the zoo was sick, you know. And you know, our scope of existence has reduced, and we're not moving around as freely and as often. And so there's sort of different types of back pain. But if we look upstream, it's our lifestyle that's causing a lot of our back pain. If we know that if you sit for 6 hours a day like you, Jesse, you're going to get back pain.
Mm. In fact, I will say that I've got a good physio, and he said something to me which actually had a big impact, and you say the same thing, so I'm going to say it, and now I'm going to stuff it up.
The best posture is the next posture.
Yeah, the best posture is the next posture. Thank you.
Can you
unpack that for us?
Yeah. So if joints don't like sitting in one position for a long period of time, they get sore and they fatigue in that position. So as I said, you know, we're looking at screens, sort of most of us on average 9 hours a day, I think. And joints don't like point loading in one position. They like to move freely through their range of movement. So you can sit up in the best position possible, you know, up dead straight, and that will give you pain if you sit there all day. So you want to get up and move around every 20 minutes, 30 minutes, go for a walk, put your desk up, stand for a while, put it back down again, sit. You just need to keep these joints moving and through their range of movement.
A couple of other myths we'll go over while people are listening. Back pain is not caused by a weak core.
Yeah,
will relieve some people because you feel bad about your back pain, then you feel bad about your pudgy sides.
Yeah, that's right. But we do need to be strong. We're losing strength at a rate of about 1% per annum from the age of just before 30. So if you sit at a desk for 40 years, you're losing 40% of your strength, and strong muscles equal strong joints. So you want to be globally strong. The health and wellness guidelines are around about 150 to 300 minutes of moderate intensity exercise a week. So that's half an hour a day. But that includes a couple of strengthening sessions. So you do want to be doing some strengthening and some movement and staying fit and able because strong muscles equal strong joints. It's just it's not all about just tightening your tummy muscles. And in fact, those people that have chronic back pain often clench their muscles on, and that can give them pain because they stay too stiff and they don't bend. And that's another sort of thing that I guess we've been telling people is don't bend your back, bend your knees and don't bend your back. And actually the researchers recently have come out and said actually that's entirely incorrect.
Gosh.
Bend your back normally, don't hold it stiff. And there's quite a few people that have become disabled purely because they hurt their back one day and they've been told not to bend, and a year later they're still not bending and they're staying really stiff, and that's giving them pain.
So there's a lot in the media release talking about what doesn't cause back pain, but what does cause it, and is any of it stuff that we just sort of have to get used to? Is it part of getting older?
Yeah, look, it is, and as we said, most of us think when we get back pain and it's there for more than 6 to 12 weeks, we think there's some pathology in our back and we start searching for it. And it is more multidimensional like that. It's about our workload and our environment, our activity levels, whether we're sleeping well and our fatigue, our general health, whether we're in highly prolonged positions or whether we're very do one repetitive position repeatedly, trenching all day. If we're stressed, we talk about stress with hearts, we don't talk about it with musculoskeletal. It's fight, flight or freeze. If we can't fight, we can't run away, we freeze up and we get really tight, and that adds loads on our joints. So, mood, our socioeconomic and work stress, all of those things, we can't take our back out of our lifestyle. And I think, we get back pain, we probably over-treat it. We're looking for somebody to help us fix it, and we are a self-healing animal, and we just need to... I think we're a bit victims of our own technology, really. Our scope of existence is really reduced. We're sitting inside, we're not moving around enough, and we just need to be moving in a well-paced way, and a bit of back pain is okay, and it doesn't mean we need to stop everything. And I think that's one of the other things we've said, is that well-paced load and movement is fine, and a bit of pain with that doesn't mean you're doing harm.
Injections, surgery, powerful painkillers, any of these useful at any time?
They're not really, no. And like I said, the 99 to 95% of us, when somebody comes through the door as a physio, we triage people and we go, look, do you have a fracture? Do you have cancer? Do you have a large disc protrusion pushing out on a nerve root and causing weakness and loss of bowel and bladder control? If you don't, you're in that 95 to 99% of people who have this sort of non-specific back pain, which is probably multidimensional and more holistic to do with your lifestyle. And, are you working long hours? Are you tired, stressed, fatigued, run down? That's where your back pain's coming from, not some pathology in your back. So we've got to weed those things out, I think. And that probably is where you need to go to your physio and go, well, look, where's my pain coming from? And have a good discussion and go, look, I've had this pain for quite some time. And the physio can go, well, look, are you moving enough? Are you getting enough sleep? It's the whole, your back pain sits right in the centre of your lifestyle, and you can't weed it out, you can't have it out separately from the rest of your lifestyle.
Just note a text from one person who says, my son had back pain. Long story, turns out he had advanced bowel cancer. So that would be an example of persistent back pain being dangerous.
That's a really sad story. And I think that's why you come into your physio is get triage. You know, we triage you in that first session. You know, we'll pick that up, and occasionally, you know, like all humans, we'll miss something, but generally we'll it's pretty obvious. Those 1-5% are very obvious, and what we're saying is that 99-95%, they're often, when they've got back pain more than sort of 6 to 12 weeks, they're often running off for a scan, and it's showing them things that were already there before their pain, and then they're going down entirely the wrong route.
Uh-huh.
So I think we've got a. It's a conversation from both sides. I think, you know, as therapists, we're really trying to work to go, look, what can you be doing? Can you be moving a bit more? You know, how's your sleep going? How's work? We're trying to do that whole lifestyle thing around your back pain going, because one single treatment's not going to, it's not going to do much weight against everything else that's happening that's a driver of your back pain.
There's an interesting diagram here. You call it the animal movement, and it's a diagram of maybe 8 different exercise or human poses with an ape in the middle. What's the point there?
Yeah. Well, I think it's that very thing. I was reading a book recently about How to Be an Animal, it was called, by Melanie Challenger, and she goes, the world's now dominated by an animal that doesn't think it's an animal. I think that's us. You know, we live in our heads more than we ever have. You know, we've lost our relationship with movement. You know, we're not moving around enough. You know, 1,000 years ago, we were hunter-gatherers on the African plains. We were walking for 3 to 6 hours a day. We think we're walking around. We think we have a busy day, but we're not walking around very much. And walking is probably a really good activity for back pain. And like opposable thumbs, it's one of the things, walking upright is one of the things that defines us as human. So I think we need to be walking more on our breaks, not sitting down and having a cup of coffee or sitting down for lunch. We need to be walking around the block. And we want to be doing some of these exercises that move our large muscles and joints. And the exercise scientists call squats the king of the exercises.
Really?
So do some, and that's in that animal diagram. You know, do some squats. Just move your joints in multiple planes. Don't just sit there in one position for long periods of time. Or if you're doing one repetitive activity, we have a saying, the devil is in the dosage. So we have a thing called the 20% rule, which is if you increase your joint loading in any one week more than 20% on what your normal week is, then you'll get sore. I.e., on Monday morning, John will ring me up and say, I put my back out. And I say, what did you do, John? He goes, I was weed eating in the garden for 4 hours on Saturday and Sunday.
Mm.
And you go, is that something you do regularly? You know, do you build up the strength to do that? And he goes, no, that's sort of a one-off. So it's about staying in a well-paced way, staying active and staying strong and keeping moving. And it's the sort of one-offs that get us. It's the helping somebody shift house and moving a 100-kilogram fridge when we haven't been going to the gym and doing squats and, 50-kilogram squats. And,
good stuff. Where can people find your book, Anthony?
www.thebackfix.com, but it's in all good bookstores.
Very quick question. Please ask about pillows, says one listener. Are the very expensive shaped ones worth it for upper back and neck pain?
No. So just get a good old down pillow and box it in shape because you move around.
Okay. Thank you. Great to chat to you.
Hey, thanks, Jesse.
Anthony Bush, The Back Fix is the book.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.